Hello, beautiful goddesses. It's Kala here. Welcome to episode 49 of In the Flow of Magic. I truly believe we can live our lives in the flow, in co-creation with spirit, and I'm so glad you're here today. This episode, I will be discussing how losing your job can be a spiritual gift, a rebirth, a new beginning for you. So take a listen. And as always, if you would like to see this as a video, then head on over to intheflowofmagic.com and look for this episode, episode 49. This episode is really meant to be a call to action, a call to a greater mindset shift, whether you are fired from a position or whether you choose to leave under duress. And know that this is the way that Spirit is asking you to step out in a bigger and more authentic way. I would love to work with you, answer your questions, or meet you. So check out my website, and you can see their various coaching options there. And they're little short, little taster options, and you're completely welcome to book a 30-minute clarity call. And we can talk about what's going on for you. I want to give some concrete advice in that session, and I will also let you know during that free 30-minute session about the work that I do. So let's get to the episode.
Hey guys, welcome goddesses, and my channel is for midlife goddesses who are reinventing themselves post-burnout, post-stress, post-traumatic experience, and restarting your life in the way that you would truly desire for it to go. So today I wanted to talk about a bit of a difficult topic, and if you hear odd sounds, it's my cat Percival, of course, playing in the background. The minute I'm not paying attention, he's going to make noise. So I wanted to talk today, though, about when you lose a job. Now, I'm going to be thinking of it in two ways, when you're either let go or you choose to leave the job. In either case, it can be very, very stressful. So Spirit was really moving me to speak about this for a variety of reasons, and I'll probably talk about that more in other videos. But a card that relates to it that keeps being drawn is Divine Destiny. Divine Destiny. This is from the Isis deck and the Goddess Isis deck. Okay. And Divine Destiny says that Path of the Divine Warrior. This is a card saying not to give up on what is your divine destiny. So my whole point with this video is to say to you, if you end up losing a job, whether you decide to walk away because of bullying, you know, a difficult boss, just if it's affecting your health, whether you're fired, before either happens, you know, usually before you're going to be fired, there's been some discontent, maybe meetings with the bosses or HR. So, you know, things don't feel right typically, especially if you're sensitive. So this card, the Divine Destiny, says that, and the message to you is that there is a reason, there's a positive reason that you are being moved out of this job. You're being shifted out of this place that is either now too small for you or vibrationally doesn't fit. Okay? What do I mean by vibrationally doesn't fit? Sometimes you have a job, it's wonderful for some months or even years. And then as you grow and change, your desires change, your skills change, you evolve emotionally, spiritually. The job is no longer right for you, and yet you're there, you're making money, you're collecting a paycheck, but you start becoming unhappy. And this can happen very slowly, very insidiously. And in my experience, what I have seen, especially for folks who are very spiritual and who are evolving pretty fast, you can be in a job, it might seem great, and after a few months, something happens, you realize it's really not right for you, you may not feel comfortable to leave it, because of course it's like, why walk away from a well-paying job? Nothing horrible is happening. In my experience, what happens then, there's a dissatisfaction stage. This is really when Spirit wants you to move on, to start looking. and you'll be presented with things if you're open. If you don't, things usually start to go downhill on the job. So where before you were just bored and maybe not feeling challenged, not enjoying it, things start to happen where other people start to comment, notice, or evaluate you negatively. And then there's this continuing downward slide. Like I said, I've seen this in myself and in others. Typically, people don't leave a job until something happens and then they're fired. At that point, we can get into a victim consciousness that we were let go, and there may indeed be some victimization there. But my spiritual advice to you is that if you look back several months, if not more, the message from Spirit was there that this was not the right place for you, okay? And that it was time to move on. So just honor yourself that it can be very difficult to move on. Let's take a breath into that. Breathe in. Breathe out through the mouth. Just relax your shoulders, relax the jaw and the face. So yes, I know it can be very, very hard to move on from something that, especially it's still supporting you, you don't necessarily see anything obvious to step into next. But if we listen to the whispers of Spirit and listen to this idea of divine destiny, there very well is something that you know that is your gift, that you want to be doing, that you want to be sharing, teaching others to, there's the Percival, teaching others, right? This skill or sharing with them, or whether it's a creative thing you want to do. And so divine destiny says to keep fighting, don't give up. So when you lose a job, instead of looking at it and feeling, if you can see him, feeling, negated and victimized, immediately say to yourself, okay, just acknowledge this has happened. Usually you're going to need some, at least a couple days to sort of get your bearings after losing a job. But then really start, I would start with some affirmations to recondition your mind about your own strength, your own skills, and what will happen. Does that make sense? So start doing affirmations about the goals that you do want, the skills you do have, and how wonderful you are, and just basically positive mind frame is what's going to get you either a new job or and one that leads you to what it is that your divine destiny is really wanting you to do. So again, the main thing is don't get into a victim stance. Get into, think of yourself that you survive and you thrive. You survive and you thrive. You could say, I survive and thrive. Okay, this was not the right place for you at this time. It may have been wonderful before. It may have been wonderful for a certain time. But as we know, bosses change, things change, economies change. And it can be very hard for us as individuals to make a change unless we're forced to. So just really give yourself a couple days to recoup and, re-steady yourself, come up with some wonderful affirmations that uplift you, that make you smile, that get you excited about life. Start doing them every morning, 10 to 15 minutes every morning, every evening. And then, of course, spend time figuring out what is it that you want to do. The thing that I see, and one thing I'd warn you about when we lose a job, especially if you're fired, is we then immediately want to take whatever comes. Don't come from that space, all right? This is as much as you can, for those of you who can, this is the spiritual challenge, is to see, okay, what is it that Spirit wants me to see and know? Where do I really belong? Where can I share my gifts? Come at it, the new opportunity, from that point of view. Not that you're this poor, like, oh my God, what am I going to do? I'm going to have to just take anything. That won't be helpful, because you will just take anything and you'll be in perhaps a worse situation than the job. Okay? So come from a place of strength. Come from a place of clarity. And what is it that you want? I'm watching people around me deal with this, and I've dealt with this myself. Like I said, I'll share more in other videos, but a lot of times we get so scared by this change, even though we saw it coming, okay, even though you saw it coming, if you're honest with yourself, usually you saw it coming, but we're so shocked, we then are like desperate and feel we have to take anything. Instead, come from a place of, yes, I find a wonderful new position, if that's what you want, whether you want to be self-employed, but start saying what it is you want. Start sharing what you want. Look for the types of jobs that you want, that you would prefer. Or if you need to go back to school and get a little bit more training. But again, come from your self-empowerment place. Because there is a reason, the higher level is there's a reason spirit is moving you out of this position and wants you to be in a better place. So can you flow with that? Can you flow with that? It can be very, very challenging. Can you go with the flow? Can you see what are the signs? Where do you really belong now? You've evolved. You've grown. You have discovered some gifts that you're here to share. And that is why this job is no longer right for you. So look at it as a positive. Get yourself pumped up. Get yourself psyched up. Talk to positive people. Don't talk to people that are fear-filled. And then from there, you take the proper steps. All right? I hope this helps. It can be very challenging, but this is the spiritual challenge, okay? And if you walked away from a job, usually you've come from a bolder place where you know, okay, this isn't right for me. So again, the main thing, don't become fearful. Spend time quietly listening to your intuition and to your desires. Where do you want to be? What do you want to be doing? And look from that positive mindset. It is really key. It is really, really key. And remember, there's a positive reason. There's a positive reason that you're no longer in that job. Take action from a place of positivity, of empowerment, and tune into your divine destiny. What is it that you're here to do? Just take little steps. You may not see the whole picture. You often won't see the whole picture. But is there something small that maybe you know, wow, that sounds like really fun. Maybe you want to go volunteer in South America, or you want to go to China and teach English. There's something, it might be, could be something much smaller. You want to start tutoring, or there's something you want to do. Start small and it will grow into what is your divine destiny. I hope this helps and much love to you. If you would like some clarity on what's happening, if you have lost your job or are thinking of leaving your job, head on over to In the Flow of Magic. It's somewhere on here. You can click and get a reading from me. My readings are very empowering. They tell you what you can do to get where you want to go. Okay? So I would love to do a reading and to work with you. And if you're interested in more longer-term support, I have a three-month coaching package where we work together over time to get you from where you are towards where you want to be. Okay? It might take longer than 3 months, but to get you really on the path. So much love, namaste, and remember, you are not a victim. You are a beautiful co-creator of this life with spirit.